Violence in Italy brings me to the thought of Republic of Venice. Let's see. Venice is a small city in Italy made up of more than 100 small islands. Instead of streets and cars, the city uses small rivers and boats, gondolas, to move around. Nowadays, Venice is a popular tourist attraction. But in the High Middle Ages, Venice was a wealthy and influential maritime power.
In the 12th century CE, Venice controlled much of the Adriatic and the Aegean seas. Venice was able to grow wealthy and powerful because of the trading relationship it established with Egypt and other Middle Eastern countries.
The Venetian maritime fleets were useful in many ways. They were called galleys. They were very large, with more than 100 oarsmen moving it through the water. Armed soldiers stood on the main decks of ships, ready to battle pirates, enemy ships, and other dangers. They were the most powerful protectors of the Byzantine Empire's seas. In fact, they were the only real navy the empire had.
These ships were so powerful that in 1082, the Byzantine Emperor Alexios I Komnenos signed a treaty with the Venice. In exchange for the Venetians' help against the Normans, a fierce group of warriors from France, the Venetians enjoyed free trade throughout the empire without tariffs.
The Venetians controlled several important ports, such as Constantinople. It was a very good deal for Venetians, who became quite wealthy through trade. They developed such a strong relationship with Egypt that they became Egypt's exclusive European trading partner for spices and other goods.
The Venetian navy continued to support the Byzantine Emperor during the series of wars between 1096 CE to 1271 CE. The wars were attempts by the Byzantine Empire to control lands in the Middle East. The Venetians agreed to help in exchange for a promise of profits for future wars. These arrangements helped to make Venice the wealthiest and the most powerful province in the Byzantine Empire. This wealth and power continued for several hundred more years before it started to decline in the 18th century CE. Today, Venice no longer possesses the power and influence it once had. However, a few medieval buildings and churches still exist today to remind us of its former glory.